So, Dave Prentice from Unison, perhaps you could explain briefly what you're doing here outside St Thomas's Hospital this morning.
Well, today we've got estate agents Cameron, Clegg and Lansley selling off St Thomas's Hospital. It's one hospital, but it's part of a massive estate around the country which has been sold off as part of the privatisation of our health service. And we're here today to draw attention to that. And, we've put out a prospectus, the fantastic building, incredible staff, unparalleled views of Westminster. What more could a multinational private company wanting to make a killing from our National Health Service want?
And obviously St Thomas's is a great place for you to do something like this, situated opposite the Houses of Parliament. But what should people who live in this area, for whom St Thomas's is their local hospital, why should they be worried about what the Coalition's planning to do to the health service?
Everybody should be worried, because the Coalition is handing over all of the health budget to local doctors' surgeries. They can't provide the service themselves, so they buy in the services from multinational companies who then run the practice. 10-minute slots by nurses, you may not see a doctor. Patient care goes out of the window. That private company buys services from the hospital. If the hospital doesn't provide it cheaply, they'll go somewhere else, hospital wards close. And worst of all, the cap on private practice in this hospital, where a small number of private patients can be treated, that is removed. And it means that all of those people in this area, there are many of them who are rich, they will get the service first, they will get the private service. The chief executive, having to balance books now, will want them to come in. And the people who are vulnerable, ordinary people, who need hospital care, they'll be at the back of the queue.
But isn't there a case for reform in the health service?
Of course there's a case for improvement, and we represent 500,000 workers in the health service, all professions, nurses, cleaners, porters, everybody in the profession apart from doctors, and we work to improve our health service. And satisfaction with our health service has never been higher. Massive rebuilding programme nearly completed, massive increase in doctors. All that is to be reversed, as the National Health Service will now make £20 billion worth of cuts, and yet will bring in a new system of control by the private sector which will cost £5 billion. It doesn't make sense in anybody's language.